Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. I am fangirling out right now. We are talking about how to make your den meetings fun and exciting, and I think we couldn't have a more perfect guest and somebody. I think you're going to blow your mind here in just a second. So this is Sherry. We're joined by Sherry today, and she is the creator and owner of Cub Scout Ideas, cubscoutideas.com. She is on the National Cub Scout Committee, so we thank her for that as well. She's the mom of two Eagle Scouts, so she knows a thing or two about den meetings. Sherry, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here today.
Oh boy, we are excited. Pack 320 is watching, Troop 38 and Pack 38. Cub Scout Pack 92, Pack 84, Pack 15, a lot of viewers right here. I'm just curious, all of you viewers, have you ever been to CubScoutIdeas.com? Have you ever stumbled upon it when you were looking for an activity idea or something? Because I have countless times, and I'm not even a Cub Scout parent. So funny. It's super exciting to talk den meetings, how to make them fun, some ideas. We're going to see some cool videos today. I guess the first most obvious question, Sherry, is how can we make sure that our den meetings are fun?
That's a great question. One of the things that I think is super important is that we do need to have a little bit of a plan going in. You can't just show up at your Cub Scout meeting and not at least sort of know what you're doing. So start with a plan, but make sure that you're flexible. It's super important because there's going to be situations where things are just not going right. And if you're not flexible, everybody's going to leave the den meeting unhappy. So that's one thing I would say is plan, but be flexible. And then the second thing I would say is that you need to include both active and passive activities. If you think about it, these kids have been at school all day. They don't want to go to a Cub Scout meeting and sit like they're in school, because they've been there all day. So make sure that you're mixing things up. Now, obviously, there are some requirements that they need to do where it is going to require them to be somewhat passive. But make sure that if you do that, don't have them doing that for very long and then switch over to something a little bit more active. So I think those are probably the two biggest things that I would say in terms of how to make your den meetings fun.
So you mentioned planning there right up front. You know, what does that look like? Does it take a lot of planning? Does it depend on the meeting?
You know, a lot of times it does depend on the meeting, but there are some things that you can do that you can sort of have in your back pocket. And I'll show you one right now. So I have, this is actually on my blog, but I call it the bean drop game. So just an empty soup can and literally some dried beans. Well, should show them just some dried beans. And then you just have the kids line up, and it's like drop the clothespin in the jar game that we used to play at birthday parties, or at least we did when I was a little girl. But you're just gonna put the can down, have the kids try to drop the beans in the can, and they get so many tries, and whoever gets the most beans in wins. Now, this is one of those kinds of games that doesn't require a lot. It technically, as long as you've got these items in your den bucket, and I hope you guys all have a den bucket, as long as you've got those in your den bucket, it's something that you can pull out and play right away. The other thing that we've done before is a game called Paper Plate Shuffle, where literally you just need a stack of paper plates, and the kids are standing on the plates, and you have one more plate than you have Cub Scouts, and you tell the kids, you need to move across the room, but you can't jump off of your plate. You've got to stay on your plate, but you don't tell them how to do that. And what's kind of funny about that is they've got to figure out that whoever's at the back end needs to grab the empty plate behind them and pass it up to the person in the front. And then everybody can move forward one step, but it's really hilarious, especially if you know what's going on and they don't, because you can find out, it's just funny to watch them try to figure out what's going on there. So when you have some games like that, that are that you can pull out. It doesn't take a lot of planning, that, as long as you have that. Now, I mentioned a din bucket, and if you're not familiar with that, it's literally just a tote din, a tote din, a tote bin that you take to your din meeting. And having some supplies like that, paper plates, ping pong balls, craft sticks, just paper and pens, just anything like that that you think you might need in a den meeting, just have all of it there. And then that way you don't have to spend time every week saying, now, what do I need to remember to take this week? Now, granted, there's probably going to be things that you'll need to take, but you shouldn't have to spend a lot of time thinking, I need paper, I need a pencil, I need these little games. So that's what I would say is that it doesn't really take that much planning to make your den meeting fun.
I love that den bucket idea. I was going to ask, hey, please tell us about that. It seems a little bit like, like when I hear about teachers who are working through curriculum for the first time, it can take more planning, the first time around or early on. Do you feel like it gets easier as you go to plan?
Oh, absolutely. And especially if you start with, the lions or tigers, and you're a den leader through the whole thing. I mean, you start to learn a little bit about what kids are, what kids are enjoying. And it does, it makes it a little bit easier. You also over time figure out, here's what the games that they like to play, so I can pull those out whenever things aren't going right.
It's funny because I'm like that plate idea. I think I could use that as like a work team building idea too. You probably see a lot about the dynamics of the group, who leads, who follows.
Definitely, definitely.
Hello to, ooh, we've got two Pack 21s watching. Pack 134, Pack 78, and 89. John says we should connect. I'm originally from Chatham and my mom grew up in New Berlin. Hey, Justin. Again, we are live with Sherry, and she is the brain, the founder, the creator, the owner of Cub Scout Ideas, which so many of us have been on so many times. She's chock full of den ideas. Again, let us know if you've ever visited the site. If you haven't, definitely check it out. Sherry, flexibility is definitely the name of the game, I think, being a den leader, just being a human. How can a den leader be flexible if you have planned this perfect den meeting and things don't go as planned?
Well, I think the first thing is you've got to tell yourself it's okay. These are little kids. It's okay that they don't want to do my awesomely designed project that I thought they were going to love, but they're obviously hating on. So I think a little bit of it is you have to kind of get out of your way a little bit. You have to be willing to modify instructions. Sometimes, maybe you had planned for them to do this elaborate drawing, but all they want to do is a quick sketch and be done. And you have to say, well, that's okay. That may still fulfill the requirement that they're working on. So I think that's one thing you've got to get out of your head a little bit, especially if you have spent a lot of time planning. The other thing that I think you have to do is, like I mentioned, have some activities and games that are in your back pocket. Just things that they enjoy. Things like my little, bean in a can thing, just or the paper plate shuffle that I mentioned. There's also one where we're tossing washers on a pie plate. So just little games like that. You can have all the supplies for that in your den bucket. And if you don't have one, like I said, make sure you get one. I think it's great to have everything all in one place. So that's one thing. Just make sure that you've got some things that they can do if things just don't work right. I remember talking to, I don't remember where it was, but I talked to a Cub Scout leader, and there's a game of dice called Tensies, and you have 10 dice that you're trying to roll, and you're trying to get all the same number or whatever. Well, he said his den loved to play that game. So what they would do is he almost used it as a bribe. He said, you know what, we've got to finish this right here so I can mark off that you've completed this requirement. When you finish that, then I'm going to let you play a round or two of Tensies. So I thought that was brilliant, was to just use a little bribery there and get the kids back on track.
That's funny. I have a toddler and I was just learning about like the when then technique. You can say like when you do this, then we get to do this. So kind of the same
Exactly.
idea.
Yes. Yeah, so that's definitely a good thing. Now, another thing I would mention is find out, regardless of whether it's related to, a Cub Scout requirement or anything, find out what your kids enjoy. So, when my guys were little, the church we were meeting at had a Gaga ball pit, and the kids love that. They still love that. The troop that my boys were in, the kids loved that. And so Give them time to play that. As a matter of fact, that's if the weather was good, a lot of the den leaders would use that as a gathering activity. Yep, let's go out and y'all can play gaga ball and, get all that little pent-up energy out. And then we're going to go sit down and we're going to actually, start our project, whatever we're doing that night.
Very good
So,
idea. So we called out just a minute ago to say, hey, if you've been to Cub Scout Ideas, let us know. Marilou says, I love her show. I'm always forwarding it to my den leaders.
hey, thank you, Mary Lou.
Did I cut you off? I didn't. I think you were
No,
gonna.
no, no, no,
Okay.
you didn't.
Very good. Everyone, we're gonna talk about some more den meeting ideas and activities. Maybe we can get a super list going. Are there activities that your kids have loved from den meetings? Are there, you're a leader, maybe. Are there some activities you've conducted and you're like, the kids love this? They're always asking for this. Luke says,
Yeah.
my son loves Gaga Ball.
Yeah, that one's very, I don't know what the appeal is with Gaga Ball, but like all the kids love it, and if your meeting place doesn't have a Gaga Ball pit, that's a great Eagle project. So, hook up with a troop to find somebody that's, needs an Eagle project. So, yeah, there have been quite a few, just super fun activities. Like I think one of the most popular ones that we've ever done is we made armpit fudge. And when I tell my blogger friends that one of my top posts in terms of traffic is about armpit fudge, and a lot of my blogger friends are food bloggers and their eyes get about this big. So here you can see my little guy who's now a junior in college who is making armpit fudge. And we call it armpit fudge because basically they're going to put it under their arm. You'll see Parker doing that in just a second, to mash it up. You're literally dumping all the ingredients in a bag and then just, you've got to mush them together. And that, you can imagine the appeal for little kids to, be doing this business here, and they can use their fingers, they can use their knees, anything like that. And so, and if you can get over the fact that it may have been under a kid's armpit, it's actually quite tasty. So it's not really, we call it fudge, but it's more the consistency of like frosting. But it's really yummy. It's really yummy, and the kids love it. Again, anything to do with armpits is funny when you're, Cub Scout age. So.
If it wasn't called armpit fudge, it would lose some of its appeal for sure for a kid.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Jesse says they did armpit fudge at summer camp.
Yep.
Carrie's got an idea. Her pack loves to do the Scout Oath game. The oath words are individually written on a wide popsicle stick, and they
Yep.
work as a group to put the words together in the order correctly. Simple, smart.
And I pulled out my popsicle sticks too. So, and I'm getting a little ahead of myself of what my notes, but yeah, this is one of the ones that we could, that is really popular. You just have them on there. I actually have the law on these, and the kids love it. It's a great gathering activity too, because when I think of gathering activities, I want one of the goals with the gathering activity, in my opinion, is it needs to be something that somebody can join at any point in time when they get there. So the kid that gets there 15 minutes early is can then be joined by the kid who gets there 5 minutes early, and they can play sort of the same thing, and they're not having to start over. And so having these little, puzzles and things like that, I think are a great tool for a gathering activity.
Fabulous. I know we did jump ahead a little bit, but, and you actually kind of touched on this next question earlier, but I think it's a great point to reiterate. There are times where Cub Scout meetings maybe are tackling something that isn't as fun, or maybe the kids don't view it as fun initially before they're doing it. What do you do in those situations?
Well, you have to find a way to make it fun. Like we've talked about the popsicle sticks. I also have Lego Scout Oath and Law. And I did this one is like the individual words. Let me see if you guys can see that. And then I did this one where there are phrases. So the younger kids, this would be really helpful for them, because it's got, it's not quite as daunting as that is. And so, having things like that. We also made these, and it's literally paracord, and we just glued the, how to write the points of the Scout Law on here and glued them on there. And the cool thing was, I don't remember what rank this was, but it was where we had to tie a knot, just a little simple knot. And so we tied a knot at the end, and that, helped us do two things right there. So, So that was fun. So that's one way you can do that. Another thing that like I have a blog post about some knot tying games. So sometimes, you know, kids might get a little frustrated with learning how to tie knots. And so on this game, you can just it's just fun ways to practice your knots. So we've got that. Another fun one that we did was we had something, I think might have been citizenship that we something to do with citizenship, and we had mock elections. And it was really funny. We voted for our favorite candy bar, and we had our cub master was all dressed up, and we had another adult leader who were they were each, you know, campaigning for their favorite candy bar. And so that was fun. You know, the kids actually got to vote on it. So again, took that what might have been a really dry subject, learning about elections, and tried to make it a little bit of fun.
Okay, that was not the answer I was expecting at all. We asked, you know, what do you do when we're covering a topic that isn't as fun? And your answer is make it fun. I think that's a great challenge.
Well, there's some ways that you can do that. Another one that we did, and we actually did this first at Cub Scout Day Camp. I was a day camp director for many years. So, but at day camp, we had, you know, we were trying to teach the kids about, you know, how to honor the flag. And it's really hard to teach the little kids that it's not, you know, you're not doing this number and you're not, you know, using the wrong hand and all that stuff. So, and this was such a silly thing, but it really did make it fun. We asked some of our Boy Scout volunteers to be at the front and like do some things wrong, like salute with the wrong hand, or you know, slouch, or you know, do all the things that you're not going to do. And we gave the kids a popsicle stick, and I wish I'd grabbed that, but we had like a smiley face and with a patriotic like top hat on, and one of them he the they the smiley face was smiling, and the other one they were frowning. And so we told the kids, we said, when the Boy Scouts do their thing, you raise the frowny face if it's wrong and the smiley face if it's right. And so that was really fun for the kids because they got to kind of call out the older boys on doing something wrong, and it was just much better than sitting there saying, now you need to stand up straight and you need to salute with your right hand and you need to not have your arm, you know. So it just made that a little bit easier.
Again, it's a simple idea. And I think, you know, sometimes when we're an adult planning alone, we're like, I don't think the kids will like that. But they are kids. It's
Exactly.
not impossible to make them laugh and have fun. It doesn't take a
Exactly.
lot.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And anytime you as the leader can, you know, if they can sort of make fun of you a little bit, that's always, you know, that's always hilarious when they catch the adults doing, you know, something that they're not really supposed to be doing. So
Yes,
that's
that's a
always.
prerequisite for leaders, need to have a little sense of humor for sure.
Definitely. One other thing I wanted to share with you guys was about the Running with the Pack adventure. And there is a game where, or they're supposed to do certain movements. And so I created these. These are just little they're just little paper dice that you can cut out, and the kids were rolling them, and then whatever they landed on, like if they landed on inchworm walk, they needed to do the inchworm walk. If they walk backwards. So we just put some different motions on here. And again, just adding this little thing here made it a little bit more fun than just saying, okay, everybody, you do this, everybody, you do that.
Yeah, so again, behind the scenes, Brian is putting these URLs up at the bottom of the screen to the specific post that Sherry is referencing. There's more information and explanation. You can bookmark those and go back. A lot of them, I think, have templates as well. Wendy says, so many great ideas. Thanks for sharing these with us today. Andrea says, I love that craft idea with the popsicle sticks and paracord. Chris says, you ever thought about some 4-H like projects? That's a good point, Chris. You can borrow ideas and you know, they're transferable to scouting if we kind of change around some different aspects of them. I think that's a great point. Somebody had a longer idea I want to read here. Wendy says, our pack has den bins labeled for each rank. The bins get passed to the next leader at the end of each scout year. Ooh, I bet they love that. It's got den leader guides for that rank, some cheat sheets for adventures, see and goes for that rank to help the leader plan without starting from scratch. May include supplies specific to a few rank adventures and get restocked with basic supplies once a year. Okay, that feeds into,
Brilliant.
you know, like leader recruiting. That's a much less of an ask when you're like, we have this bucket that's going to set you up for success.
Yep, that's a brilliant idea to pass it down.
Well, I think our audience is getting hyped hearing ideas. And we do have a few minutes left, everybody. So keep your ideas coming. We're loving reading those. But from the expert herself, Sherry, do you have a top three most fun activities?
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about armpit fudge. That was a very popular activity. Another one that we did was we made toothbrush robots. They're kind of like battle bots, and you make them with the head of a toothbrush, a cell phone motor, which you can buy from Amazon. And now I can't remember what else we, a battery, just like a little flat battery. And you can see this is a video of the kids, you know, playing with their battle bots at their little toothbrush robots, actually at day camp. And we don't have the sound, but it was hilarious just listening to them. You know, they would watch things. Yeah.
What's making them move?
A cell phone motor. A little bitty cell phone motor.
That is so creative, so cute.
And like I said, you can buy all this stuff on Amazon, so that makes it really easy. And they're not that expensive. I mean, for us to be able to do it at day camp, it definitely could not be expensive. And this was actually pretty cool. And this is actually another idea I'll share with you. Get some Boy Scouts to help you out, even if you don't have a den chief. Still invite them to come over. And I had three Boy Scouts who were helping me with this activity, and they were the ones that came up with this whole idea of having like a race and putting rocks in and them bouncing off the rocks. So, you know, tap your Boy Scout troop. We've had Boy Scouts teach the whittling chip for years now. So that's another thing that's pretty cool to have, because they have a different perspective and they're still close enough to the kids' age that they know what the kids are going to find fun.
How else do you come up with these ideas?
I do a lot of Googling, and then I, you know, a lot of times I'll look at something and go, well, I like this idea from here and this idea from here, and kind of put it together. So yeah.
You just got a good brain for it.
I have a few original ideas, but yeah.
Yeah,
sorry,
you have no, you're good. I think partially you have a great brain for it, but also gives us all hope that first of all, there's people out there like Sherry who are so willingly sharing this information and these ideas with us, and she's welcoming us to borrow them, which is pretty awesome. And, you know, our viewers, like Chris suggests food preservation activities. Try astronaut ice cream. That's always a favorite. I remember doing that as a kid for sure. Tim says, I recently found some amazing fun plans for PAC meetings on the BSA resource site. These plans were fun, worked in several requirements from adventures. Can we expect to see new PAC meeting plans when the new content is rolled out? How funny that question is here, and I believe, I mean, Sherry's part of the committee. I think you're part of working on some of that, right?
I am. We're actually, we don't have any plans to do PAC meeting plans, but we have some incredible resources for den leaders that are coming with the new program. And that's the team that I'm working on. So I'm helping, you know, create some of these activities. It's going to be, you guys are going to love it.
Pretty cool. Yeah. When we were previewing some of what the resources for den leaders on our Cub Chat Live prime times on Tuesdays, it looks really exciting. It looks like a format that's going to be very user-friendly, especially for our viewers right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any other activities you want to highlight, Sherry?
Sure. We did one that we called Invention Convention. And literally what I did was I went to my craft closet and just pulled a bunch of stuff. Just, I mean, it was everything. Like we had some paper paint containers you can see there with the blue and the yellow and the red. I had that. I had popsicle sticks. I had pony beads. I had string. I had yarn. I had paper clips. I had little drink cups. I had pipe cleaners. I just threw a bunch of stuff together in there. And I was like, okay, you guys need to build something with this. And so here are some of the things that they came up with. And that was surprisingly, I mean, the kids loved that. They really had fun. And it was amazing to me to see how creative some of their things were. So just, you know, looking at what they did with just things that we had, literally I had in the craft closet. So that was another really, really popular activity.
How funny.
Yeah.
Not to downplay all the work it took you to have all these supplies, but this seems like there's not a lot of planning. You just have a bunch of odds and ends and say, take it away, kids.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So, I mean, it took a few minutes to put all the things together. And And then that way, you know, once we got those together, then the kids did all the work from there. Now, another thing I wanted to mention is that don't forget about, you know, some of the games that have been around forever, like Simon Says and Duck Duck Goose. You can change those to match whatever your theme is. So, you know, Simon Says could be, if you've got something that's space themed or whatever, it could be Yoda Says. If you want it to be really scouting, it could be Baden Powell Says. So, you know, it could be Superman Says. What, you know, whatever the kids are into, you know, you can change it up and have them do, you know, different things. It's just a fun game. Same thing with Duck Duck Goose. You know, you can make, and I don't know all my superheroes, but it could be, you know, it could be evil guy, good guy. You know, again, throw in the names that you know because I don't know them all. But a lot of times, just taking some games like that are, you know, we think of as just, oh, kids might not love those games, but they really do. I mean, they're timeless.
Great point. Again, borrowing from what you might already know. Fred says he makes it a point to push your posts out to the Three Fires Cub Scout Facebook page. Very cool, Fred. And shout out
Right.
to cubscoutideas.com. Okay. Ooh, Chris says that he does like some water purification and water desalination kind of techniques.
That's
Chris is
cool.
coming in with some of the really scout skills kind of activities. I like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Now, one thing I've been wondering, I think the answer might be simple, but I'm not sure. How do you know when a den meeting is fun? How do you know it's been fun?
You know, you can just look at the kids. They, well, sometimes you'll get a little acting up going on, like while you're trying to do the activity. So that happens sometimes. So, you know, if you start to see a kid that's just, you know, being disruptive and all that, you know, sometimes that's a clue that they're just not enjoying that. Sometimes you can tell just by their faces if they've got, you know, if you see smiles, you know, they're having a good time. If you see, you know, scowls, you know, they're not. So, you know, so sometimes you can get indicators from that, just looking at that. And I think asking them too, you know, hey, what do you guys think about this? Are y'all enjoying this? Or do you think we should do something different next week? So that can give you a good idea too.
That's an easy answer. Just ask. They will certainly be honest. Those
Oh
kids
yeah. They will definitely tell you.
definitely. On that point, I imagine sometimes the Cub Scouts get so into these things, it can get a little disorderly.
Oh, of course.
What do
Of
you do in
course.
those situations?
You know, I think it's okay for a den to get a little disorderly. Now, granted, if you've got four other meetings going on right next to you, you know, you may have to bring the volume down, or you may have to say, let's go outside and do that, go to another spot. But I think that's okay, you know, because I think, again, they're not at school. They have to, you know, settle down and behave a bit. And the other trick I think is to keep your activity short. So even if they're, you know, if you've got something that you've got to get done, and it's 10 minutes long, make sure it's 10 minutes long, not 15 or 20 minutes long, because again, that, you know, they won't have as much time to be a little unhappy. But if they're having a good time and being a little disorderly that way, that's great. If it's just, you know, if it's just, I'm just acting up so I can act up, then, you know, there's a different solution to that, you know. And but I think just, you know, making sure that that you're keeping the time down and then letting them have a little disruptive time too.
I think that's so true to the spirit of Cub Scouts. Just let them have fun. And when weather allows, your idea of taking it outside is very scouty for sure. Kurt adds in, if they don't want to leave, that tells you they're having fun. That's good. I've seen
Definitely.
that. I've
Yep.
seen that. I love that. Man, this was the easiest episode ever. I feel like we could keep talking and talking. What, is there anything we've missed? Any other activities you want to highlight or tips you want to provide for our audience?
Go check out my website. I have lots of stuff on there. I have things like hiking games, and that's, you know, obviously not specific to a den meeting, but sometimes just, you know, when you're taking your walks, you know, have a little game to go along with it. Sometimes I think that because, you know, sometimes kids, when you say we're going on a walk or whatever, you know, depending on the kid, you may get, you know, the eye rolls and the heavy sighs. But if you say we're going to play a game while we're on our walk, then, you know, I think that's just really helpful.
It is not often that I'm telling you to go to another website. Usually we're promoting, you know, Aaron on Scouting or scoutlife.org, but definitely check out Cub Scout Ideas and really take heart. And I feel like it's super cool to know Sherry is on the Cub Scout committee. She is you know, kind of volunteering for all of us. And I'm really glad that, you know, your voice is being heard in the Cub Scout realm, because you know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Lots of trial and error when my boys were little.
I think a lot of leaders can relate to that. Everybody, thank you for watching today. If you want to view past episodes of Cub Chat Live, scoutingmagazine.org/Cub Chat Live has those. You can check us out in podcast form as well. One more shout out for CubScoutIdeas.com. Check it out. And Sherry, we are so, so appreciative of your time today. Come back literally anytime.
I will. Thank you so much for having me.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live. Except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.